Welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How are each and every one of you doing this morning? It's still morning until the top of the hour, 12 noon. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a warm and sultry day, so drink plenty of water. And they say be careful how long you be outside, so, you know, just don't push it. If you don't feel it, don't push it, okay? Now, we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Now, don't forget, when you get on that website address, scroll down to the black bar. There's a white arrow there. Just click on that white arrow. You can hear us like live, like right now, or let other people know that. And that's 247. We have talk show programs for you to listen to, okay? Now, you can also scroll down a little further and you'll see my name, Linda Sims, and you can take advantage of past broadcast shows that I've done, like 8 years long, okay? So, not by person, but by date, unfortunately. I wish I could have put their people's names on there, who I was interviewing at the time, but they have that set up by date, like. Like today is July the 27th. That's what it'll say, like July 27th in the year, you know, like 2014 or 2015 or whatever. So it won't tell you who I'm actually interviewing at that time. Okay, we also have the TuneIn app that you can download free.
Don't that should probably be edited, though.
Yeah. Well, probably not. I don't think they're edited. I think they're live. Like this.
No, I'm talking about your show, your later shows, your shows that you did earlier. Like if you wanted to go in and actually put in a person's name that you know that you did. For
Oh, maybe you could. I don't know.
You might can say, okay, on July 27th, you know, I had so-and-so right. in the studio. You know, you might can put their name in there some kind of way.
Wow.
That's something to think about, but go ahead.
Right. Something to think about. Okay, TuneIn app, download that, okay, and once you do search WWGH in the search bar, that's when you type that in, or call in during this live broadcast. We have been really on fire this morning, talking about some issues. Maybe some of you find interesting, maybe some of you do not, but please stay tuned. Just talking our heart, talking our minds, talking about what's going on in the world today. Also, if you would like to call in with some input, call 740-383-9944. If you have questions or would like to make any comments, again, that number 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This one will take place August the 19th of 2023. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Also, they will be having some upcoming announcements. They have a wellness and fitness area that they've had landscaped and have a mile walk, you know, and like a little shelter house and all that. And they will be having a ribbon cutting ceremony, and I will let you know exactly when that is in the future. So stay tuned so you can hear about that. The public is welcome. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, faith-based program in all of Marion, Ohio's elementary school and Marion County schools, also in all of North Union County elementary schools. If you are interested in your students being a part of this program, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. Open house, you will be able to meet teachers at your local schools for your students. Also, you will be able to fill out registration forms at that time. They need your permission for your student to participate in this program. Okay, now, let me give you Shirley's number once again. It's 740-262-0939. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. This one is titled Attachment. I had got into some other things, so I have to go find it again. Shouldn't take but 1 minute. I like this thought for today. Attaching yourself to stuff and people. The root of suffering is attachment. You have created a space in your mind that holds a person or object as part of you. When that person or object is criticized, neglected, or not with you, you feel pain in your mind and you experience a sense of loss. If you want to be happy, you must learn to love and appreciate while remaining independent. I like that thought for today.
Well,
my guest, Willie Harris,
I'm
author.
I'm thinking that, you put a person in that position and they disappoint you, good.
Because that's too high of a position, right?
Huh?
That's too high of a position to put
you
people in, right?
You shouldn't be placing people on nothing.
Right.
When you see another human being, you should see them as the creation that God has created them as to be. And whatever attributes they have, those things may come out. And you may enjoy them, you may not. But you know you're not supposed to judge that person based off of that.
Right.
And you're not supposed to say, oh, he's just like I was looking at this guy, he called himself a mentalist. And I'm going to start studying this because it's something I already was doing. A mentalist is a person that has learned how to read other people's body language,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like they're reading your thoughts.
Right.
And they can come up with some interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
One thing that he did that I thought was really interesting was transferring he touched one of the people's nose in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and the guy that he was talking to that had his eyes closed felt it. That's how I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was not sitting close together. And so, and when the guy that he was doing the trick with, he had him blindfolded. So he's talking to this guy, and all while he's talking to him, he's just telling him all kinds of stuff. And while he's talking to him, he motions for one of the other guys to come over near where he was. And when the guy stood up and came over to him, he told him to hold up with his hand motion. And he just took and rubbed the top of his nose.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, what you doing that for? He didn't say nothing. But then he said, okay, that's cool. So then he asked the guy that he had blindfold. He said, explain what you just experienced. He said, well, I can hear you talking to me. He said, and stuff was rolling around. He said, and I'm trying not to think about stuff that I think that you're trying to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and then I felt like a rub on my forehead, on my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he transferred that because, did you understand what I was telling you, that the person wasn't next to each other?
Right.
So that's the thing that I want to learn how to do more of. You know. I think that that's happening to a lot of people, especially at these rallies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that you have. Now, listen. Now, I will say that I did learn this, that if you take a group of people and you set a group of people in an audience,
mm-hmm.
and if you can get that group of people to look at any one thing collectively, their abilities to reason stops working. And their ability to have like enjoyment, fulfillment, those sorts of things get turned on in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So you get mesmerized because you're all up in your feelings with this whole thing. Because your abilities to think is gone. That's why David Copperfield, and I know I'm going to say it again. That's why David Copperfield can make a jet disappear on stage, and you be sitting there like, well, what the hell happened? You know, and you try to, you know, because me and my lady was sitting there, we like, okay, because we knew what he was going to do. Mm-hmm. So we like, okay, we're going to watch this dude. Because we was in a nice place, mm-hmm. and we wasn't that far from the stage. Well, we watching this dude.
Right.
And he sat up there, man, and, you know, we like, okay, we got people coming out, okay, you know, and we ain't the only one in the audience doing this now. Sure enough, the jet disappeared. And we like, okay. And I told you this, man. It blew my head. I'm like, how did he do that?
Right.
It's because they get you so focused on one thing. Mm-hmm. And the whole audience start focusing on that. And the audience stop thinking. And they just go with their feelings. And this guy can take you anywhere he wants to. Man, you can take people some places.
Yeah, you can.
I had a guy tell me one time, because I used to be into anyways. So I was talking to him about how you can take people on these trips mentally. And he like, oh, Woody, you know, you talking this and that and that nonsense. And that's, I said, man, it's easy to do. I said, I can do the same thing with you. I said, all you got to do, and we was at work, right? I said, all you got to do is sit down. And me and this guy lived together. We went to school together in tech school. So we was pretty close as people. About six of us that moved up to Baltimore at the same time from Virginia. So anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm talking to this guy. And while I'm talking to him, I knew I had it.
Right, right.
Right? Because you can tell when people, when they bodies change.
Yes, you can.
See? And you'd be like, okay. And so I'm talking to him. And I had him on a beach, and the whole while I'm talking to him, I'm blowing in the back of his head. Mm-hmm. I'm blowing, and I'm steady talking to him. And he actually, he went to the beach. And when he finally came out of that, it was like forever he was talking to me about that until he passed away. He said, man, I can't believe that you just took me completely out of my mind. Yeah, you can do it. And you can do it on, you can do it mass groups of people, same time. That's how they do it.
Right, right.
How else you think they doing this stuff, man?
Gotta be.
Well,
manipulation and mind control. The Bible said that's like witchcraft.
Thing. You don't know about witchcraft because you done heard about
right.
it.
Right.
Well, that's up to the devil.
Yeah.
But a lot of people practice that.
Yes, they do.
And he'll give them that power.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yes.
To make it look like they got power.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So that they'll look like they have the illusion to the world is that they got power. But see, if you where we are, we looking at them and saying, nah.
Right.
Okay, you can't have that. Because God hasn't sanctioned that.
Right.
So if you do have that ability, we know where it's coming from.
Of course.
The author.
We're supposed to.
Well, yeah.
No. That's what I'm saying. You know, you're supposed to know right from wrong. You know, because you're supposed to be in your word anyway, or have at least read your word one time in your life, you know.
Or.
And how can you go, like you said.
You need, excuse me.
They're manipulated.
Something like that. You need that word.
Yeah.
Of some sort. Of
right. And you know, we're not supposed to, like the Bible says, don't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Everything you hear is not true. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to be. You have the right to say, I don't believe that. I will not receive that. No.
The brother told me one time. He said, Jim Jones could have never tricked me. I said, man, out of all them people Jim Jones tricked, why he couldn't trick you? He said, because I was going to ask him the question, why? Why you want me to drink this Kool-Aid? Why you want me to follow you to this location? And see, and he was down in D.C. preaching before he pulled that stunt. And
before he left the United States,
before all that junk had supposed to be jumped off, and
Jim Jones,
and
I like that
was
movie.
Talking about the fact that he was talking that nonsense even then.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew one guy said he had went to one of his speeches, and he was like telling them guys, he was like, man, he said, that guy crazy, what he's talking about doing. And I don't know if you know Ice Cube, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know him. And do you know Dr. Dre?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got Dr. Dre, Ice
Cube.
He
on here too?
And yeah. And then you got Eazy-E. And then the other guy.
Okay, I see Dr. Dre.
Raymond. I forget the other guy's name. There's one other guy. He didn't. He did his thing. But I just don't recall what his name was.
NWA. Mm-hmm. What that mean?
That word that you're trying to exclude.
Okay.
Without an attitude.
Okay.
Yeah. And listen, when they first came out, I was like into this kind of stuff. These guys right here made me go to church.
Good.
Boy.
Good.
Start looking at some of their albums and all of that.
I could not keep up with the language. I could not.
No, you wouldn't.
No. I could not. But the young people did, and that was...
Well, you see, we as Christian folk, and I say that very, very lightly because I really don't subscribe to that totally, but because it's a doctrine, and it's like everything else. Man made that stuff up, so whatever people want to say, go for it. You do your thing. But I've learned, man, you just cannot be so sensitive to where you get offended by people that you need to be helping. And these cats just like this, the reason that they're like that is because they don't know what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't communicate with them, you can't never tell them what you know.
True.
So that's why I try to hang with young people. I try to learn what they're thinking. I try to learn their language so that when I'm talking to the cats next door and I want to convey something, even though I know that they know I'm old enough to be their grandparent,
mm-hmm.
you know, I understand where they're at.
Right.
You see, and I'm meeting you at your level. So, whatever level that may be, you know, because these people, young people are fascinating and they're intelligent. They're everything God wanted to be in young people.
Right.
But the older people like us allow too much junk to spill over into the world that they got to now deal into. Because all of this stuff now, they got to be these young people that's getting into Congress and that's happening do all this racism and all this. This nonsense should have been done hundreds of years ago. You shouldn't have this stuff. You shouldn't have a Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court or a Calvin, whatever his name, a Kavanaugh. You shouldn't have none of these people because everybody knew they was worthless. I mean, even if that dude didn't do anything to Anita Hill, which I believe, you know, whatever. The fact that she was able to even point her finger towards you
mm-hmm.
should have disqualified you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They stood up for him, though. They sure did.
Oh, they fought for that sucker.
Yes.
And they still fighting for him.
I believe
it. You see all the money he done, that billionaire done did with him? He spent, done sent his kid, his grandson to college. $150,000 for that. Then bought his mama's house. $200,000, $300,000 for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking him and his wife on these expensive trips and mm-hmm. stuff. You know, and they just sitting around there. And just Jenny, she just smiled because they haven't got their judgment day. But it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
Yes, it is.
Mm. It is coming. Listen. There is going to come a time very shortly where the same things that the powers to be have done to other people, it will get done to them the same way. You're not going to escape it.
Oh, no. None of us will escape judgment.
You will not.
My mother used to always say, you reap what you sow. It's coming back.
You are going to have to sow that pig. The seeds that you
yes.
planted and nurtured.
True.
You're going to have to be responsible for it. And just how you spread this madness all over the world, this hatred all over the world, it's going to be spread against you the same way. So y'all look out because it's coming.
But it won't come from us. And see, that's the way they look at it.
It's not part of us.
No. It's not coming from us.
No. This has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. We couldn't stop it if we wanted to.
But that's what they think. We're going to, when Obama became president, well, they didn't took the country. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. It doesn't come from us. We did not establish that law. That law was established by God Himself. And He said, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay." We don't have to do nothing.
I ain't doing nothing but just sitting back laughing and giggling because I understand what's going on. Oh, and you know, yeah. And I hear all this, no, come on. January 6th was just that just allowed us to peek into what was really going on. Because Tea Party, y'all remember that? The mm-hmm. Boston Tea Party? Mm-hmm. Same thing. Same attitude. Mm-hmm. Same group of people.
That's another decade. Just a different decade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Boston Tea Party was, long time ago.
It was back when they started this nonsense. Right. Okay? So, it was the beginning of this country.
Right? That's true.
And that same group of people still want to rule.
So how does that
tie into
attachment? The thought for today.
Because people get attached to false doctrine. People get attached to people's words. And when you don't know your path, you don't know where you're going, you will follow other people's paths. So when you get attached is another way of saying you get caught up. It's just like if I have something on my clothes that can snag your garment when I walk past you, and I walk past you swiftly, and whatever it is grab your garment, it snatches you in my direction. So it's up to you to stop it. But so far, they want to remove everything that can stop it. Because right. Awareness is the first key. They say in order to correct a problem, you have to first realize you have a problem.
You have a problem.
And so if you remove all of the history that shows the problem, and you only show Benjamin Franklin and Washington crossing the Delaware River, that was a lie, you know, like that, all that. And then you come to find out all of this stuff was lies. Constitution. Declaration of them dependence, bills of them rights, all of that stuff. It's just so one group of people can stay in power. And now that it's all crumbling, everybody want to jump off the ship, but they ain't nowhere to go.
It sure is not.
Because see, if you'd stayed where you're supposed to, you would have stayed the shore. And you would have enjoyed the amenities on the ship, but you would have been able to get off at your own leisure.
Right.
But no, you drove it way out in sea, into all this bad land and bad water and bad weather. And now we tossing and turning, and y'all want to get scared. And guess what? This time Jonah can't jump off and save the ship.
We have a lot of, there are a lot of pastors, you be on YouTube a lot, talking about, you know, yeah, this is the day that we live in. This is preparing us for the Antichrist. But still, we're still going down this same road without putting on brakes, right? Still going down that road.
I don't even think they know where the brakes are anymore, man.
And they may not. May have gone too far. And like, you know, and God has warned us about these things. It's only going to get worse.
He's been warning us about today for thousands and thousands of years. And we still haven't gotten it.
And it's only going to get worse.
And the simplest, all of this stuff can go away just like a cloudy day. If people just remove all that hate out of their heart.
Repent.
Well, they got to do that too.
Yes.
But that's between them and God. And so I don't know when they're going to be repenting, but they probably need to do that. But
change their mind. Change the direction they're going in if it's the wrong direction.
I agree. 100%.
You know. Yeah.
Do you know if you agree 200%, then you lied the first 100?
No, people I didn't
always,
know that.
People always say that, man, I agree with you 110%. Well, then 10% of that ain't no good. Because how you get better than 100?
Can't. You can't get better than 100. But they're trying to be over.
I understand that. But that's just like praying for something. You pray for stuff and you believe God's going to give it to you, right? Mm-hmm. Leave it to manifest itself through this prayer.
Right.
And then you sit down and you pray again tonight for the same thing. Now, the way God works, and I know a lot of y'all ain't going to get this because you ain't been with God as long as I have. The way we work together, God set a situation up, right? You, as an individual, you are supposed to seek, search, make sure that the way that God has pointed you, that you be able enough to walk that way.
Right.
So it's your responsibility to pick up that mantle and to move into that direction. But that's not what people do. They sit, they contemplate, they procrastinate, and they let what God has tried to tell them, the simple thing, just to repent and to love people and to love yourself, you keep missing it. So until they find that, ain't nothing we can do. We can't help them. Thus says us. Well, the Lord said it. But, you know.
Yeah, because if he can't reach them, we surely can't.
Well, I think there comes a time when he stopped trying, don't he?
Yeah. There comes a time when he stops trying. Yeah. There comes a time when he tells you to stop trying. Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah.
Like you said, what he told that dude about, he said, look, I've denied him.
Right. Yeah. I rejected him.
I rejected him. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the word. King James used, I rejected Saul. Now, you go over there and find Jesse.
Well, that's another way of saying throw him out on the day.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Throw him out on his back.
And Saul knew it, too. Yeah. That's why he was trying to kill David. He knew God had rejected him. Because nothing
See,
he did worked.
See, I never got that deep in the story, so I was learning when you was talking about that. And, I mean, I know of the story, but I don't know it in its depth like you seem to know. And that's
because he was trying to kill him.
But I do remember he did send him in the front line or something to try to get him killed.
Mm-hmm.
And did he die? Did he get killed?
No. David didn't die. But Saul fell on his own sword. Killed himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knew God had rejected him. Yeah. He knew God had rejected him. And he was jealous of David.
What did he do to get God to reject him?
He wouldn't do what God said. He only did part of what God said.
Mm. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that? You can't do part of. And the people always say I'm preaching to the choir. Ain't no choir. I don't even know where the choir at. But let me say this. Y'all know what you're supposed to do. So, if God tells you to go do something, we're supposed to be about trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like people don't understand this whole internet thing. God talked about this internet in the Bible. He talked about
knowledge would increase. Mm-hmm.
That you would have the abilities to see the same thing in all nations.
Right.
Internet, baby.
Right.
So, to me, internet is a tool of God. You have to utilize it to go out here.
Because he gave men the wisdom to come up with it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're supposed to be out here utilizing this to open up the minds and the hearts of people. And you can do it. I mean, I'm telling you, man. You could all this hate and stuff, you can squash it. Because I'm going to tell you, hate is like, it needs to feed on something.
Oh, yes.
You know, it can't exist by itself.
Right.
So you take away that thing that it feeds on. You stop feeding it, it'll stop growing. That's just straight word there. As a young kid, you say, that's straight dope right there. That's fire.
Well, you're right about that. It is fire.
Yeah.
You know, because he said,
you don't do what you're supposed to, going to be some fire and brimstone.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, and then see, that's another thing. All this stuff over the years have gotten all the way that they have categorized things and the categorization of things over the years has been to where now people want to reject all that stuff. I ain't trying to be bothered with that because people done messed it up. You know, you see so many people claiming to be one thing and then go right out here and do the same thing that other people doing that's not claiming that. And then you be like, well, wait a minute. I know I'm out in the streets, but what you doing out here?
Right.
Then you want to tell a lie. Well, I'm out here. I'm looking for all the prostitutes so I can pray for them, you know, and bless them, you know, and get them off the street. Well, why are you taking them to your house? That's where all my bless oil is. You know, we give them a little massage and you know, let your imagination. Y'all out there that's got an imagination, come on with me now. Wow. Y'all know where it's going. Straight to hell.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's going on.
Yeah. It is. Man, like you said, it's man and the evil. You know, the evil one. He is the prince of the power of the air, and he sends suggestions.
Oh yeah,
to people, you know, yeah, influence us to do wrong things, you know.
Or I heard a dude teaching one time, and I think about this all the time. I didn't know words was gonna come back and hunt me like they do. Did you?
No, but I know they have power, and they sure will come back.
Some of the stuff I said to people, I got to live with for the rest of my life.
Right.
Anyhow. This ain't one of them.
This ain't not one of them.
This
okay.
ain't one of them. This ain't one of them times.
Okay.
I forgot what I was going to tell you, but somebody had told me something one time. And it just, that thing that they had told me, the word is so powerful that even to this day, and that's been well over 3 decades ago, and I still think about it, you know? So words are very, very, very powerful.
Yes, they are.
Very,
yes, they
very,
are.
Very powerful. People only knew.
It accomplishes what you send it out to do. It does not return to you void. When it comes back to you, you say, well, maybe I said something I shouldn't have said, but it accomplished what you sent it out to do. That's how powerful words, and they come right back to you. I did say that. You know what I'm saying? It
oh,
will.
Absolutely. That's why I ain't saying nothing.
Refresh your memory.
Listen, this is why I'm quiet right now. I ain't saying nothing. Because, you know, like you say, you know, saying to the choir, ain't nobody behind me. So
right.
You talking to me.
And, oh, and, boy.
And I love the fact that God chastises me because.
Me too.
A lot of times I'd be sitting down and all of a sudden he'll come to you with something. You'd be like, huh? Whoa, yeah, I did. He said, you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, now you remember what you just said?
Right.
Okay, now you know you did that, right?
Right.
You know you done messed up, right?
Right.
You be like, you know you done messed up.
Right.
You be like, well, Lord, no. You gonna correct that. And then you got to go all the way back. And then God is so smooth. He don't say, go say, he said, nope, I want you to do it exactly like this.
Right.
Okay? Just like, for instance, you cuss somebody out in front of a bunch of people, and then you think you're going to go behind closed doors look, I'm
and apologize, right?
No, sir. That ain't how God wants that.
No.
Them same people that you cussed them out in front of, you got to pull them people. See, this is why you need to be careful. You got to pull all them people back together. Some of them might be in California right now. Some of them might be in Chicago. You supposedly got to pull all them people back together and say, well, I'm have all of y'all in front. I
right,
said
to
something
witness.
To Sister So-and-so the other day
right.
that wasn't right because, you know, she write little notes to me in church, and I told her to cut it out.
Right.
Anyhow, that's just me throwing minds in it. I'm just trying to tell you. What you beeping?
Somebody beeping me, I guess. Go ahead.
Be careful.
Amen. Be careful. What you say.
Because like Sister Linda said, you say something about somebody and it goes out and try to find that. Because that's what word does. It tries to find it and make it true.
Amen. Amen. Sure enough.
So, like they say, be careful what you pray for, but be careful what you speak. Because you can be hung by the tongue. I was trying to tell you about that book one time before.
Which book?
Hung by the Tongue.
Oh, yeah, you. Do, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you ever seen it? It's a little teeny book.
No, I haven't seen the book, but I remember you were saying that. And how many times have I hung myself? You know, and I try to be careful what I say. Like Mama used to always say, think before you speak. In other words, don't be.
I didn't know what the heck that meant.
Don't be out there throwing words out.
I knew the words. I didn't know the significance of it.
Right.
I wished I would have really knew, because I would have shut up a lot sooner.
Yeah.
You know, speaking on things and talking about stuff, because you speak, first of all, before you even learn to speak, you done already destroyed your life, most likely. Because you done spoke so much dumb stuff in it, and you don't know where to start. And
right.
You're supposed to go through and rip all that stuff out of there. And you got to go through that and ask for forgiveness. I remember one time I went through this thing where I had to call everybody up. God had me calling everybody up. And it wasn't, they had to forgive me. I just had to be obedient to his word.
Right.
Call these people up. No matter what kind of grief they give you, you take it. Because it ain't about you. It's about you correcting what I'm telling you to do. That was a hard thing for me to do.
I know it was. It's not easy.
Man, that was difficult.
It's not easy. I've been there.
You know, because a lot of people want to cuss you out still. Hey, okay, I got to take that from that.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and that was some snot-slinging days.
But just know that I didn't, you know, I'm repenting of what I said and what I did, you know. You can take it any way you want to. At least it's off of me.
Yeah.
It's off of me.
You come to me again, next time I'm going to slap you again.
So if you come the same way, right?
Because I'm not perfect. So I might slap you and say something, the same thing to you again.
Oh, my.
I just make sure this time I do it, it's in a dark room, and it's just me and you.
God gonna be in that dark room right along
God
with y'all.
Be in there, but see, I don't mind. God already the one gonna force you to repent anyhow, so
right.
I don't mind that. It's just getting in front of everybody else.
Right, that's true. So true. So true.
And it's like you have a funeral, which we had. And sometimes at other funerals, I've always spoke at my family's funerals. This time I was not compelled to do that at all.
Okay.
I had another whole thing that was going on.
You was clean, though. I've seen pictures of you.
You know, somebody mentioned something to me about that. I don't know who they were. They said, well, you look nice today. You cleaned up well. They must have seen me somewhere. Because I saw you about a week ago. Boy, you looking rough. You hadn't shaved.
Yeah, you was clean. I was like, check him out. He really clean.
Yeah, well, I didn't see a lot of people because, you know, you just kind of like.
So many people, right.
Blinders on and stuff, man.
Well, funerals are like that, especially a loved one, someone that's really close to you. You're not even focused. On other
not
folks.
Really. You think you are, but you're not.
You're not.
You won't know until weeks later or days later what you really went through. And I guess it's like anything when you lose something. You get caught in a moment, but you kind of almost have to get past that thing.
Of course.
And then you gotta know how you grieve. I'm glad that I heard Steve Harvey talking about grieving for his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, it taught me grieving don't really stop.
No.
You just go to different stages of
different stages.
And that's all. And so, you know.
Right. It's tolerable to you that, you know, but you never, people say, well, they're forgotten, but not really. Because they're in your heart, you know. When you love someone, like your immediate family, your siblings, your mom, your dad, they're always there.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
I don't know if I can articulate this because it's kind of crazy, but the people that I thought that I loved, the ones that I spent time with, were not necessarily the people that I really had love for, which was the family. See, I had love for them for another reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't work on it, or not, because I wasn't around my family a lot.
Right.
When I grew older, you know, I'm left. But anyways, I didn't work on it, but that initial love seed as family, I guess what we had as initially as kids, still resonate in me. So the other people that I finally start loving and stuff, they never fit that same category as your family love. I know it's a different type of love,
mm-hmm.
But you learn that that's really a true love. So you find yourself, feeling a certain way about people you didn't know you would feel that way about.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that my sister's death would bother me like it does.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wasn't like that kind of close. I mean, we was close as we could be, I guess.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just
she's a part of you.
And that's what I've come to understand.
She's a part of you. You share the same blood, same mother, same father. She's a part of you.
Yeah. She is what I know my life to have been.
Right.
So now you got to make an adjustment because it's not there. And then I think about her kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a huge adjustment.
Man, yes.
For everybody. So, but it's interesting. That's why a lot of time I think kids go back and look for their biological family.
Mm-hmm.
Because that initial seed that was set
there. Oh, yes.
It stays there.
Yes.
And even though you have somebody, like I've heard Shaq say this a bunch of times, you know, you got a guy that take care of you, and that becomes your parent.
Mm-hmm.
You still realize that you got another.
Something else out there.
Something else.
Another part of you.
And I'm thinking I'm looking for another family, and I'm feeling another family. There got to be my real family's out there, and y'all fit, please come get me. The family that I'm hooked up with, I'm not for sure if they my family or not, but they claim me, so I got to hang with them for now. But I feel there's a longing overseas somewhere. I'm feeling that I'm supposed to, not over necessarily, well, yeah, I'm feeling over there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Come get me, family.
Say, hurry up, come and get you. Say, hurry up.
Come on and get me. Bring my riches with you, too. Because
I know that's right.
Yeah, don't come over here. Now, let me tell y'all something. Don't come over here empty-handed.
Amen.
You bring my riches with me, too, because I might want to stay, but just keep my riches.
Amen. Amen. So true. So true. Well, we've had a good time these past two shows, Willie. We've talked about a lot of stuff. And
but we never get to the crux of it.
We did pretty good today.
But we do pretty good. That's why God will bless us to have another chance to try it all.
We got kind of deep today. Land your hand suddenly on no man. Now, that was kind of deep. You know, we have to follow along with these things and keep them at the forefront of our mind, because there is coming one. We better not lay our hands on and say it's all right.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
The Antichrist. Uh-uh.
God says, touch not my anointed either.
Right, and do my prophets no harm.
You know, when you got these different guys that claim to be pastors and prophets and all that stuff, that's between them and God.
Yes, it is.
You know, I ain't getting in it.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to necessarily let you interfere with me. You know, like God said, everybody, he give $1,000. Well, God done told me before to give money. Yeah. I know what it sounds like.
Right, right.
And if you have an actual relationship with God, you know when he's telling you to give something. And when it's not of God, it might not be wise to do it.
To do that, right?
Yeah. God say everybody in here give $1,000. No, God ain't told me. God ain't came and told me nothing.
Well, that's why you're supposed to be led of him before you do certain things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not only laying on of hands suddenly, we shouldn't do anything suddenly.
No.
Unless we're unctioned by the Holy Spirit to do it, to say it, you know, to go there.
He said be slow to react to things and be swift when it comes to loving people.
Right.
Something like that.
That's true.
But y'all that know the Bible, you know what I'm talking about.
Right. Right, because God is love, and that's what he wants from us.
Loving you. Did he write that song?
Who? God? He is love. I know that. I know that.
But only God could really say it.
And feel it. And know what it's really about.
Because, see, I can tell somebody loving you is easy because you're beautiful. But then when you ain't beautiful, then it won't be easy to love you. But God is even whether you're beautiful or not, I'm loving you. He's just saying it's easy to love you because you're beautiful.
Right.
That could be inside and, you know, anything.
Inside or outside, right. Yeah. You're right about that. Let us try to be beautiful people and stay beautiful on the inside so that it will exuberate on the outside. People know that we are God's people. That's what's important in this world today, that we show love one to another as God has loved us.
So, and with that being said, Lynn, I'm sorry for cutting you
off. Go ahead.
Let's lay hands on people in the radio land. I'm just kidding. everybody put your part on this, whatever it is that you need to be healed. And that used to get me, laying on the radio. You remember when they used to say that?
Yeah.
When Evangelist used to say,
"Yeah, touch the radio.
Whatever's wrong with you right now, get to the radio. Or just touch that, on the radio.
Yeah, or touch that TV screen.
And, you know, everybody be going up there trying to touch the thing. And,
right. It's all about what your belief or you receive it. You know, I'm healed.
And that's cool. And I ain't got no problem with none of that. I'm just saying, if the word says, don't be quick to lay your hands on people to condone who they are and what they are.
Right.
Then you need to be careful just about getting people to lay hands on
you. Amen.
Just like, if you know you ain't worthy, and this is for all the people that's in church, if you know you're not worthy of an office and a pastor comes and try to elevate you to that, decline.
Right, right. Pray
tell
about
pastor,
it.
Pastor, thank you, but no, because my heart is not in the right spot.
Right.
And I'm not the person right now. I can't lead people, and
right.
I can't be a good example.
That's good.
So I must decline so that I can save the lives of other people that's in the congregation, because when you put them in a position and they become minister so-and-so or deacon so-and-so, people
right.
forget you people.
So we are decline. Out of time, Willie. Out of time.
Okay,
thank you.
Then.
Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.